Craig, 511 votes were tallied in total. It was a unanimous yes. And while a few people abstained, of course, that unanimous yes was resounding here at the state conference. Now, there's 4,300 voting members at AgForce. I'm joined by Kim Bremner. He's a member of the Restructure Committee. Kim, 10%, or a little bit over 10% of people voted in this vote. Are you happy with that?
Very happy with that. In a normal voting situation, we wouldn't get that many, and so we're very pleased that we've met the QRIC's requirements for a number of votes to deregister AgForce as a union of employers.
Are you hoping that in future votes and elections, this new structure will lead to more engagement with your members?
Yeah, I think it will. Moving away from the union and moving to a non-for-profit company will allow us to be more flexible with the way that we have our votes, and one of the moves will be towards electronic voting, and we hope that that will help engage more people with AgForce.
The specific changes that AgForce are going through have been well discussed over the last few months, and they will be online, of course, at ABC Rural. When will this become reality?
Yeah, I guess it's a process of going through the registrations with the ACNC and the OSR. A couple of those things have to be met, but we'd be hopeful that the new organisation will be operating on the 1st of July. And then a couple of months after that, we would wind down the old organisation and transfer the assets across to the new organisation. And then elections in September for the new organisation.
A time of change here in Queensland. Heading over to tomorrow, of course, the conference continues here in Rockhampton, and there'll be a focus on live export from Central Queensland in particular, but also from all of Queensland. Peter Hall, you're the AgForce Cattle Board President. What is happening tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Amy. I'm just the AgForce Cattle Board member. Bim Struss is our president. Tomorrow came about because last year there was a fair bit of talk in this country about Port Alma being the new export facility for live export facility for Central Queensland. And then things went a bit quiet. And then since the Christmas period and up till now, there's been quite a few cattle go out of this area and go north and go out of Townsville on the boats heading to Vietnam and Indonesia. So it's timely that there's a forum put on to bring people up to speed with what's happening in the industry and just enlighten them about the processes that's involved.
Certainly, it'll be very interesting to see what's discussed, and we will cover that in the Rural Report on Monday. So plenty of things happening here in Rockhampton at the AgForce State Conference, Craig.